Voters in Gahanna will decide in November whether to approve an income tax hike. The increase would put Gahanna's tax in line with Columbus, but above many other suburbs. City leaders say it's necessary because of a projected budget shortfall and delayed infrastructure projects. But some business owners question the need for higher taxes. A customer extends his left arm for work on an intricate tattoo at the Greystone Tattoo Company. The shop just opened in June, and owner Richard Cook says he was shocked to hear an income tax hike proposal will be on the fall ballot.
I don't really like increases of taxes at all. I mean, especially when this is my first business. This is brand new. So, I mean, anything that's going to hinder possibly any flourishment of that business is going to not be appreciated.
Cook, a Dublin resident, says he's not sure why now is a good time for the increase.
In 2013, we had a situation that it was a bunch of wants, and now it's a bunch of needs.
That's longtime Gahanna City Council member Karen Angelou. She says this would be the first ever income tax hike since the city adopted income taxes 42 years ago. If approved, the income tax would climb from 1.5% to 2.5%. That would match the rate in Columbus. Angelou opposed raising taxes 5 years ago when a ballot measure was twice rejected by voters. Angelou says since then, city officials have streamlined services and eliminated some positions. She says the money raised would pay for infrastructure and capital improvements.
The 1% is about $9 million. And of that $9 million, 75% will go to infrastructure needs only, mostly roads, bridges.
Angelou says Gahanna can't worry about the lower income tax rates in suburbs like Dublin, Hilliard, Westerville, Grove City, and Groveport.
If I didn't think it was a need, an absolute need, I would never have voted for it.
The city's finance director, Joanne Burry, projects a $2.6 million budget shortfall next year. If voters approve the income tax hike, the tax bill would drop for Gahanna residents who work in Columbus and other cities with a 2.5% tax rate. Those residents would only pay income taxes in their work location. Right now, Gahanna charges residents who work in Columbus an extra 0.25%. Troy Frazier owns Bicycle One, another Gahanna business. He's mainly opposed to the size of the tax proposal.
That is a rather large percentage. They're almost doubling their income from city tax. I would not suggest such a radical hike.
Gahanna's current income tax rate of 1.5% is definitely on the low side for Central Ohio. While some communities like Plain City have rates as low as 1%, most are closer to 2%. Powell appears to have the region's lowest tax rate of 0.75%, although their city council is considering putting an increase on the fall ballot as well. Back in Gahanna, longtime resident and realtor Amadeo Pagani says he supports the increase if it improves the city.
I think it would really help. I mean, you know, Gahanna's a great area, and to keep it, you know, maintained and looking good, I think it would help if it's put towards the right, you know, allocated towards the right things.
Pagani says he doesn't think the hot real estate market will cool because of an income tax hike.
No, because I can see from time to time where more monies are needed for infrastructure. I know they've done a couple of, when you go down Hamilton Road there, the roundabouts. I love those. I think those are great to keep the traffic flow going.
Gahanna Councilmember Karen Angelou says the city could afford to complete more road projects with the tax hike. She says state cutbacks over the years have depleted a funding source for local communities.
In that infrastructure, in that capital improvements, it's just a necessity. It's not a want, it's a need.
If approved, the income tax hike would start in January of next year. Debbie Holmes, WOSU News.